Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey, guess what? Say, this year's almost over.
No, this year's just
it's
starting.
It's January 5th.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, let's open up the curtain a little bit. This is our first time recording this year, actually.
This is our first. Oh, I'm Craig, by the way.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm good. You're listening to Weird, the podcast to end all podcasts.
That's right. My name's Aaron.
It's the only podcast, some might say.
I
think it was Orson Welles that actually said Weird is the best podcast he had ever heard.
Was that Orson Welles?
It was Orson Welles.
I thought it was Gary Sinise.
No, it was Orson Welles.
Okay.
What does Gary Sinise have to do with anything?
He just loves the podcast.
Hey, yeah. Lieutenant Dan. He got his legs.
Yes, he did.
Hey, what does this all mean?
Say.
You know what legs remind me of?
What?
Spiders.
Spiders? You're talking about the ones that'll eat your face, right?
The ones
because
that'll
spiders
eat your face.
Will eat
and
your face.
And the hamsters that'll drive your car.
So that we've got this, these spiders will eat your face. We've been talking about
we
this
talk
documentary
about
for a year now. It's really a well-done, entertaining little documentary about tarantulas.
Yeah.
Pet tarantulas.
Yeah. Well, eight-legged freaks.
To make a better sweet deal, they threw that. Spiders Will Eat Your Face is in the animal saga now.
Saga.
Yeah, it's in the animal saga. There's three films, Spiders Will Eat Your Face, which we talked about. Hamsters, the history.
Yep.
Which you'll be surprised, Craig, about hamster history. And Goldfish Bowl, Death by Glass. Then you can get...
Again, that was a documentary based on all the goldfish that I've had in my house.
You can get all this pet history on Amazon.
You know where you go?
Where?
On the web?
Where?
You go to bigweasellilweasel.club. That's bigweasellilweasel.club.
Yeah, go over there, check it out, let them know you heard about it on Weird. So, you got a review for us, Craig.
Do I?
Nope.
I don't think so.
We need reviews.
We need reviews. We need to review our review process.
If you haven't left a review for Weird, please do so. That's the best way you can support the show right now. That and ordering the animal saga.
Yeah, that. Hey, also, I'm kind of concerned. Aaron's a little blue lately. We need some reviews coming in.
Am I?
Yeah.
I am not.
It could be, you know.
Hey, it's 2018.
Because you're the size of a Smurf.
That's funny. We're going to have a good year. It's going to be a good year. This is, you know what, 2018, well, it's the year of Weird.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
I'm sure it'll be weirder than last year.
Big.
But you know what? We had a good year last year.
Yeah, we did. I didn't.
We had four people listen last year.
You try getting laid off from good jobs twice in the same year.
I could do that if I tried.
You try and let me know.
Whatever.
One layoff is terrible. 6 months later, a second?
You're looking at this wrong. You just found something you excel at.
Being laid off.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I've had enough practice.
Maybe you can actually contract yourself out as, you know, like a consultant to go into companies and have them lay you off.
Practice. If you got big layoffs coming up, I will come in and you can practice laying me off.
Yeah, for a nominal
fee.
And
I'll do different roles. I'll do the mad guy that throws things and takes all
they need security to come
takes
in.
All the coffee and stuff as he leaves.
You'll be the sad guy.
I'll be the sad guy crying, talking about my wife's going to leave me, my family's, all that. I'll be the I don't care guy. I'll be the guy that says you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, you'll be the violent guy.
I'll be violent.
Yeah, you'll be the violent. Not just
That's
throwing
not
things,
a bad
but threatening.
Idea. What could we call it?
Well, it's just, you know.
Weird layoffs.
Layoff consultants, Inc.
I'm doing it.
You should.
I don't care. I'm starting a website.
I mean, there have been dumber things. You know, they
sure
bring gas
have.
To your car in the parking lot now.
Do they? Oh, that's cool.
That's dumb.
That's cool.
That's
I like
dumb.
It. Speaking
we,
of gas.
We buy water in bottles. I mean, it's dumb.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
So why couldn't you be a consultant where
there
you go in?
There are times where bottled water is the only way to go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you could be a consultant that comes in and lets them run a lab simulation on laying people off.
Do you remember when bottled water got popular?
I remember bottled water was just Perrier. That was all you
That's
could get.
That's it. I remember that,
and
too.
It was nasty.
No, it's delicious. No, I've always loved
Perrier. I didn't
like
its carbonated, nasty taste.
Oh, it's delicious. But first time I saw just regular water in a Coke machine next to a Coke.
That's bizarre.
I thought, what?
At the same price.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Hey, would it be okay with you if maybe I did the top story?
You talking about top story?
Top story.
7-year-old stole 4 cars in 1 week.
What in the world?
Wagner County, Oklahoma.
Oh, this story? That's a strange, weird headline. It's kind of sad. It's kind of a sad story.
So we
be
need
prepared.
To be prepared to kind of be brought down a little.
I'm going to have to lay this story off if we're not if you don't read it right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The mother of a 7-year-old who wrecked a stolen car this week says this is not the first time her son has gotten behind the wheel. Cindy Nichols said she's been fighting for custody of her son for 3 years now.
Wow.
She said Chance, I'm assuming he's her little boy.
Yeah.
Has you stolen.
Change your mind. I was going to do Take a Chance on Me. Because it's his name. Her name is Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I.
May I?
Continue.
Okay. Cindy Nichols said she had been fighting for custody for her son for 3 years now. She said Chance has stolen four cars in the last week, trying to get back to her. Seven-year-old Chance
see, that's
is
what I'm
bruised
about sad.
And sore. Police said he's lucky to be alive after he drove a stolen car more than 100 miles per hour, ran off the road, and flipped the vehicle three times.
Good
all
grief.
While what? All while what? All while not wearing a seatbelt. Where is his dad? Where is his? Why is he alone? Said
yeah.
Mother Cindy Nichols. Where was the parental guidance?
You're talking like me now.
Yeah, parental guidance. Enola police said Chance's dad dropped him off at a friend's house. They said while he was there, Chance took off in the homeowner's Chevy Cruze.
Well, it said Cruze on it. He just went cruising.
That's what he thought.
Of course, it don't say Cruze anymore.
No.
It says crash now. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
That's not the Chance that I raised.
Did you change your
She turned into
mind?
A man.
Yes, she did.
That's not the Chance that I raised, said Cindy. She said this is the fourth time her son has gotten behind the wheel and stolen a car in just the past week.
Her parents must have been dyslexic because most people, while we were growing up, Cindy was C-I-N-D-Y, and her name is C-Y-N-D-I.
That's also a normal spelling. Cindy Lauper?
I don't know Cindy Lauper.
The singer.
I know who she is.
I believe she spelled it the same way.
She just wants to have fun.
I just want to finish the story. Do you think you got it all out of your system? That's not the Chance that I raised, said Cindy. She said this is the fourth time the son's gotten behind the wheel and stolen the car just in the past week, a fact that she didn't learn until he was injured on Tuesday. I know that he did this. He chose to pick those keys up. However, if he would have had the right parental guidance, he should have not been able to get those keys, said Cindy. Chance needs parental guidance, and he doesn't have it right now. He's like seven-year-old on his own. Well, it worked for Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
I just watched Home Alone recently, and Macaulay Culkin was
Kevin!
Able to handle it. Cindy said she lost custody of her son several years ago and has been fighting ever since to get him back. Since 2014, she's only been allowed to see the little boy for 1 hour a week.
So she's using this as leverage.
She's using leverage.
And we don't know why she lost him. Who knows? She may not be the best of mothers. Probably not. A judge obviously thought that she had something going on where Chance would have a better chance with his dad. Gary, spelled G-E-R-I-I-Y.
May I? Would it be okay with you if I was to read the story?
This brings out a lot. This story, there's a lot here that there's a lot we're not getting.
He, like the rest of the story.
Yes.
He is such a good, sweet little boy, and he's so lovable. He just needs that back. He needs to be loved back, Cindy said. She said Chance told her at the hospital he was trying to get back to her. He was working his way back to her.
No, he's mad at her. What he actually says, I'm trying to get back at you.
Back at you.
Because I'm stealing all these cars.
In our visit, he always asked, when am I going to get to come live with you? She said, I will never give up. I will never give up until wrong is made right, until that baby is home with his mama and with his family, Cindy said. We spoke with Chance's father. And he said he's just as shocked that this happened. He's just as shocked that he got shocked when this happened. But Chance
tased him.
But Chance's mother is not part of his life. That
She's
was a sad
out
story.
Of my life.
Thanks, Michael.
Headline is Wayward Firework Ignites 600
Carry
Fireworks.
On my wayward fireworks.
What are you doing? You can't do that.
It didn't really work at all. I should have thought that out better before.
Wayward Fireworks Ignites 600 Fireworks in the trunk of a vehicle. January the 2nd.
You know, I have a random story about that.
No, you do not.
He left.
Greg's random
You're the worst
story.
Button pusher I've ever known in my life. Did I ever tell you the story about we were shooting fireworks in my neighborhood and we had a bag of fireworks, I had a big giant paper bag of fireworks on the front porch of my neighbor's house, and we threw one. It was one of those little jumping jacks.
Yeah.
It bounced back into the bag.
Oh, no.
It lit up the entire front yard. Like, all of my fireworks gone. And his little sister.
I bet it was a good show.
His little sister. We're hiding behind the bushes in the front yard. His little sister is like in the front storm door, crying her eyes out as the whole world explodes right outside the door. And that's the end of my random story. It was a good story.
Can I get back to my headline?
I'm not really sure you ever got to it.
A man ringing in the new year in Houston learned a valuable lesson when a wayward firework ignited the 600 unlit fireworks he was storing in the trunk of his car. Reveller Jonathan Garza captured video of the New Year's.
Reveller?
Reveller. Jonathan Garza. That's his first name, Reveller.
I think he's a reveller.
Of the New Year's celebration at a Houston strip mall where the celebrants were setting off their own fireworks. The footage shows the trunk of a Dodge Charger spewing fireworks after a firework caused the unexploded.
Too close to the gas tank.
Yes. The owner of the car, Harara Hussan, said that the 600 fireworks in the trunk when they were accidentally ignited. I was scared because my girl was in the car, he told KTRK-TV. I ran to go see, but luckily she ran out. Hassan said that his girlfriend was not injured, nor was anyone standing near the vehicle. He said the car is repairable. I'm not worried about it, he said. I stay positive. I'm positive my car blew up.
I'm positive I should not do that again.
He said he learned a valuable lesson to take his next fireworks experience. I'll go do the fireworks again, he said, but I'll make sure that the trunk is closed next time. The end.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
This just in.
What happened?
Man wielding wooden chair foils arm robbery at Wendy's.
Oh, this is kind of a the opposite of a story we had last time about the guy that built his a fake gun out of furniture.
That's right.
So now we got a guy actually.
This guy
using
just used
the furniture,
the chair as the weapon it was intended to be.
I tied it back around. See what I did? Go ahead with your story. Go ahead with your little story at Wendy's.
This is my new thing.
Go ahead with your Wendy's.
Kind of makes the point, doesn't it?
Wendy's wooden chair story.
A man visiting his parents in California foiled a Christmas Day robbery at a Wendy's by striking the attacker on the head with a wooden chair.
That'll do it.
The 58-year-old man who asked to be identified only as Daniel.
He's always wanted to be called Daniel.
I know. It's like
his real name is Fred.
I would say something like, I just want to be identified as Schwarzenegger.
Yes. You can refer to me as Mr. Man.
Yeah, Mr. Man. Some call me Ted. I'm sorry, it's a Monty Python throwback. You probably don't get that because you don't get out much.
What's that got to do with Monty Python? I don't get out much. Yeah,
actually, not Ted. I'm stupid. It was Tim. What am I saying?
What is wrong with you?
You know what?
Now who doesn't get out much?
I don't get out much. I said some call me Ted.
Yeah, you did.
That's not what they say.
No, it's not.
It's, some call me Tim. What is wrong with me?
Cheech and Chong have a new, they're touring. Did you know
that? I want to apologize to Monty Python fans out there for my misstep.
Well, you should.
Then.
You should. Cheech and Chong, they've got a special, and it's not very good. It's a lot of their old stuff. But I was excited to see Cheech and Chong together again. I know you didn't watch them much growing up.
I just didn't.
Very
that
funny.
That humor gets old to me.
Very funny. Yeah, it does get old, especially now pot's legal. You know, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know.
Right, what are they going to do?
You get busted for what?
What are they going to do? Yeah. The 58-year-old man who asked to be identified as Daniel said he was visiting his elderly parents in Yuba City when they decided to get Wendy's for dinner.
Did they have to put the word elderly in there? Because he's 50. They just told us he was 58.
We know that they're not 59.
Yes, he's visiting his parents. Okay,
he's up in your age. He's already close to AARP. Anyway, so Christmas night, they're just trying to get some Wendy's because Wendy's is delicious.
On Christmas, especially.
I don't know about that. But
yeah,
I do
you
like
get a
their
Frosty.
Hamburgers.
They're special. They're special Frosty. They're Christmas Frosties. It's a Christmas Frosty. Please, sir, may I have some more?
God bless us, each and every one. Daniel said he and his parents were waiting for their food when a man who walked into the eatery, wearing a bag over his head, captured. What's that? No comic. Captured his attention.
That guy was funny.
So I kept an eye on him, Daniel told WTXL-TV, and then I noticed that he had a knife in his right hand, and he cut in
that's
the front
not a
of the
knife.
Line.
And I went said, up, that's not a chair.
Yeah, it's not a chair. He went up to the cashier, brandishing the knife. Does that mean he was polishing it?
Yeah.
Brandishing the knife, and said, give me the money.
What if he was just selling his knife to this guy, and this guy
hits
him with a chair?
He wouldn't cut in front of line to do that, I don't think.
Well, if the guy calls and says, okay, I'm going to buy that knife. Bring it by Wendy's, and... So he hands him the knife, says, give me the...
Do you think I can continue now?
I'm just saying.
And then about 2 seconds later, he turns to somebody on his left and says, she'll take care of you in a minute.
Yeah, you just wait. I'm trying to sell
and
a knife.
And that's when I brought the chair down on his head. Daniel told the station he had one thought in his head when he sprang into action. That's sad. I usually have a lot more than one in my head.
Yeah, you usually do.
I'm not going to let you turn this into somebody's Christmas memorial, is what he's, is that was the thought.
That's his one
Witnesses
thought.
Said the strike from the chair appeared to do the trick. It was a trick?
It's magic.
I'm sure it didn't feel good. He didn't even try to continue what he was doing, Yuba City Police Lieutenant Jim Runyon told the Sacramento Bee. What is this bee doing there?
It's the Sacramento Bee. It's the only one.
It's the only one that's there.
Yeah.
Daniel said the it's really kind of surprising, too, because you know they probably don't use any insecticides at all, you know, because they're all against that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Daniel said the man quickly fled the eatery. He could fly. Empty-handed, Daniel chased him out of the store but was unable to stop him from getting away. You think you could chase a guy that's stumbling around with a head injury?
Yeah, but he's 58. I mean, he's about your age.
Whatever.
You can't run as fast as you used to could.
You want to race?
I didn't say I was going to race.
If anybody out there knows...
I'll race my brother. He just had both knees.
Yeah, that's mean, okay? If anybody out there knows a friend who got a gash on the head last night, that was probably the culprit, Daniel said.
This is the guy who used to get up early Christmas morning and take all the good stuff out of my stocking and put all the bad stuff from his stocking in my stocking.
You need to let go. We've heard all that.
You talking about me being mean because I asked him for a race.
A raise.
A raise.
Can he get you a job?
Okay, this is the story.
Can your brother get you a job?
Would you leave me alone?
They probably need somebody to mop up somewhere.
I've got a job. Good grief, man. Okay, this story. You and I we're going to participate together at the end of the story because there's a little script here that takes place.
Okay.
Headline is free hot dog.
Also, don't tell me what to do.
Free hot dog on vehicle's bumper perplexes Texas deputy. So that headline alone is weird.
That is weird.
From January the 2nd, a Texas sheriff's office shared a tale of a baffled deputy who pulled over a vehicle with a free hot dog resting on its rear bumper and a sign advertising it as such. The Brown County Sheriff's Office said the deputy pulled over a Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck in mid-December for a traffic violation and soon spotted a hot dog resting on the vehicle's bumper with a free hot dog sign. Naturally, my curiosity is raised at this point, and I make contact with the driver. He contacted him. I advise that...
What was the violation?
Hot dog bumper.
Is there a code or something about hot dogs being on the...
Yeah, it's part of code C-17. I advise the driver of the traffic violation and then inquire about his rear bumper. The Facebook post recounted the conversation between the deputy and the driver, who was let go with a warning. So here we go. You be the driver.
Funny story, actually. I spent the day in Waco and had some hot dogs for lunch. I set one on the rear bumper and somehow forgot about it and continued running errands around Waco. It wasn't until several people asked about the hot dog at several different locations that I realized I'd left it on there. So I put a little note on the bumper.
Okay, this is me, the cop. Is that hot dog glued on there or what?
What? You mean it's still there? That's insane.
Yes, sir. Still there. And I'm laughing hard at this point.
I drove all over Waco and back. I just became Paul Lynde. I don't know why. I'm just so insatiable. Should I try that again without the Paul Lynde voice?
No.
That was Paul Lynde's line. So insatiable.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
I liked Paul Lynde, by the way.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
I like him. I drove all over Waco and back to Brownwood, and that hot dog is still there.
Apparently so. Do you mind if I take a picture?
I was wondering if you were ever going to ask. Go right ahead.
So I went and took a picture of this well-traveled hot dog. Sir, it is apparent that you are a cautious driver, so you're only going to receive a verbal warning for your violation, and thank you. This made my day.
Maybe I should drive around with a hot dog on my bumper all the time so I don't get any tickets. I'm such a card.
You old Paul Lynde, you. Who was the guy? Okay, there was Paul Lynde, and there was the guy that ran through the crowd throwing glitter.
Oh, that's Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor. I get him and Rip Torn confused, but I shouldn't because Rip Torn's always in prison.
Yeah, Rip Torn's completely different. Rip Taylor was very flamboyant.
Very flamboyant.
But I love
and
the confetti.
Funny.
I love the confetti bit.
Yes, and he kind of sounded like Paul Lynde a little bit, but more enthusiastic.
Kind of that pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More in, hello,
very
everybody.
Yeah, Rip.
He did that a
Rip
lot.
Rip Taylor, is he still alive?
I don't. Rip. Torn's not, is
no,
he?
No, Rip Torn's probably, like you said, sitting in a prison somewhere.
You think he's still alive? I thought he passed away.
Rip Torn might have died. It doesn't matter. But anyway, hey, this just in.
It does to his family.
Well, it does to his family, but I'm sure they've moved on by now if he's passed
away.
Boy,
he hit a guy in the head with a hammer one time.
And the thing is, Rip Torn's actually was really funny at one time. And
very
like,
funny.
Got really
and Men
weird.
In Black? He was great in Men in Black.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I think he still might be alive. Who knows? Who cares? Hey, so anyway.
His family.
Again, they've made plans. They've sorted all that out. They've already worked the estate out. Everything's good. Okay. Or he's alive, and they're just wishing they had money. This just in. Guilty Grinch returns pilfered package on New Year's Eve.
So what we have here is a porch.
Is what I just said.
We got a porch pirate who felt remorse.
Right.
A remorse porch pirate. You know what a pirate's favorite band is, by the way,
anyway,
since we're talking about
January 2nd. A California woman whose package was stolen from her parents' porch days before Christmas said the remorseful thief returned the box on New Year's Eve. Well, that does a lot of good considering Christmas is over. Brittany Hale said a security camera at her parents' Rancho Santa Margarita home, I just want to live there to say that all the time.
Santa Margarita.
Was recording December 21st when a woman stole a package containing containing personalized collages of photos from her wedding that were meant to be Christmas gifts for her parents and grandparents. Well, thank you for bringing it back, but you really just harshed our mellow all Christmas long.
Did you say harshed our mellow?
Yeah, yeah. Much love to the sesh.
Groovy.
Yeah. Hale released the video in hopes of reaching the thief and convincing them to return the photos.
Yes.
And the gambit appears to have worked.
Yes. This person saw their video and said, I better take this stuff back.
What are the odds
they
didn't see the video? Yeah. The security camera recorded the woman making a second visit to the home on New Year's Eve and returning the packages. Starting 2018 off with the stolen wedding photos returned, Hale said in a Facebook post. Last night, the lady that stole them had the heart to return them. And mustard stains on them, probably. I am thankful that this lady did the right thing and returned what was not hers. I can only hope she has learned a lesson from stealing other people's property. That or she just thought it was ugly, didn't want it.
Maybe. I think she just thought she was going to get busted, get in trouble from the video. You ever gotten an email from a Nigerian prince telling you that you've...
Oh, yeah, because I got an ancestor relative or somebody down there, a long-lost relative.
Yes, yeah, yes, died. I'm so sad. I think it was Rip Torn.
Yeah, and so just this past week, I went ahead and sent them my social and my checking account number.
Nice.
And they needed... Here's what they needed. They needed me to give them like $10,000. And that's understandable because they have to actually do all the paperwork,
right?
The fees and stuff.
Yeah, you got to pay the fees.
So I gave them the $10,000, gave my information, and they're going to give me like $300,000-$400,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's great.
Turns out the Nigerian prince is neither Nigerian nor a prince.
Hold on,
he's an elderly white man.
Was I just scammed?
Nigerian headline is Nigerian prince email scammer arrested in Slidell.
Quote unquote Nigerian prince.
That's correct. A 67-year-old Slidell man who served as a go-between for an international team of scammers running a Nigerian prince email scheme has been arrested after an 18-month investigation. Which begs the question, Craig, who falls for this in 2017 or 2018? Who falls for this? How is this scam still going?
I do not know.
The first time...
I do not know.
Back in, I think it was 1998, the first time I ever saw an email like this, my first thing was, what kind of scam is this?
I do not know.
Michael New, who is neither Nigerian nor a prince, has been charged with 269 counts of wire fraud and money laundering.
You can lie to me about being a prince. Do not lie to me about being Nigerian.
No, or dirty money, because he's laundered his
money.
Right. His money is clean.
Yeah.
Now helped shuffle fraudulently obtained money to his co-conspirators, some of whom actually do live in Nigeria, according to the Slidell Police Department. The ubiquitous squeam.
Squeam.
I just made two words up. The ubiquitous scheme, which begins when an email is sent to an unsuspecting recipient, the scammer's claim has been named the beneficiary in a will, is designed to collect personal information that is then used to steal money and identities online. The scheme nets millions of dollars each year. That's what boggles my mind.
And you're saying to me, you cannot go to a company, sell yourself to be a person they lay off for money.
I probably could. I mean, this Nigerian
prince. These guys
make
millions of dollars sitting in a hut somewhere in another continent, and they are. I've seen documentaries about it. They're actually in those little buildings, like full of computers, doing this, and all you got to do is go up with a straight face and say, hey, hire me to fire me.
These are things.
There's your
hire
slogan.
Hire me to fire me.
Hire me to fire me.
Oh, that's good.
That's what your car says down on the side of it.
Yeah. Well, it says weirdnewspodcast.com right now.
You rip that off.
I'm not ripping that off.
You're a ripoff.
So here's two things that boggle my mind in 2018. It's early.
Algebra.
It's early. Not algebra. I love algebra. How people fall
said
for,
no one ever.
I do love algebra.
Whatever.
It's fun.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever.
How people fall for this scheme. That's one. And why does the Church of Scientology continue to grow?
Beats me.
How does that happen?
Through oppression.
Oppression.
Threats.
Well, something.
It is.
If it sounds too good to be true, probably
lies.
Is. Slide LG.
And Tom Cruise and John Travolta's bank accounts. No, it's more like this.
That's mine.
That's too angry.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like,
exactly. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Slidell Chief Police Randy Fandale said, never give out personal information over the phone, through email, cash checks, or for other individuals, or wire large amounts of money to someone you don't know. Who needs those warnings?
I'm making the notes right now.
Yeah, 99% of the time it's
the first
a scam.
One? What was the first one?
Other versions of the scam involve people claiming to represent. It's funny to me that you're actually making a motion with your hand.
like you're writing.
Other versions of the scam involve people claiming to represent law enforcement agencies or utility companies, which brings to mind another story I read this week that I didn't print off for our podcast. But
I don't want to hear about it.
It's a guy. Apparently, there's a scam going around where people call your phone saying you owe money.
Yeah.
And they're going to arrest you if you don't pay up.
Yeah.
And people pay it.
Yeah.
And they don't even owe money.
Yeah.
Well, this guy.
Yeah.
He knew it was a scam. And the guy threatened his wife.
Yeah.
So he got even.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, he got revenge better than even.
Ooh.
Anyway, to avoid identity theft scams.
Thanks for the teaser.
Like this, always ask for a callback number and verify the identity of the person attempting to collect information. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Hey. What?
We got Kiwis. Kiwis.
Kiwis.
It's the Kiwi.
It's a Kiwi.
Yes, Brit. Brit.
Is Brit. Brit.
Brit.
Brit.
Murray.
I saw the new Jumanji movie yesterday.
How was it?
Hysterical.
Better than the first?
I love the first one.
The first one's classic.
They turned this into a totally different movie, but it worked, and it was
looked
funny.
More like Jurassic Park to me.
No, it's funny.
The commercial.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's not.
Dwayne Johnson's, he's on spot often. Dig him.
It's Kevin Hart is killing it. And
Kevin Hart's amazing. He's about
Jack
my size.
Jack Black is great. He's you know,
always, yeah.
But anyway.
What a crew.
So the reason I bring that up is you were talking about Flight of the Conchords, and Rhys Davies, how do you pronounce his name? The guy plays
Murray. I pronounce the name Murray.
I meant his first name. Mark's going to have to tell me. R-H-Y-S or something? The guy plays Murray.
Rhys.
Is it Rhys?
Rhys,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
Witherspoon.
He's in that.
Yeah.
He's the guy who plays Murray. He's in,
yeah, I know who he
he's
is.
In he's in Jurassic Jumanji.
Is he Murray in the movie? That'd be funny. I'm here for the band. Band meeting.
News. Okay, this just in.
Central Park.
Actually, this was in a while ago, but I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway.
Thank you.
New Zealanders build island. They built an island.
Yeah, they did.
You know why?
Why?
In a bid to avoid the alcohol ban.
What alcohol ban?
I don't know. They had a little tiny bitty island they were sitting
it's
on.
It's prohibition.
It was a little, yeah, it was a little bitty island they were sitting on.
It really was.
It
was big enough for one picnic table.
I know, yeah. A group of New Zealanders has constructed a sand island in coastal waters, seemingly in a creative attempt to avoid a ban on drinking in public places. The group built the structure at low tide in the Tairua, I guess, estuary, on the... Okay, you know what?
Go ahead and say it.
Coromandel Peninsula on Sunday afternoon, report said.
Can you just do that? Can you just create an island?
Can you just create names, New Zealand? Coromandel, Tairua... My favorite still, Tiawamutu.
I like the posters in Murray's office.
We're off that now.
That changed every episode. New Zealand. Why not?
They then installed a picnic table and ice box for drinks. Locals joked that they were in international waters and thus exempt from an official liquor ban.
Yep.
The group drank into the night on New Year's Eve watching the fireworks, reported.
And they
New
all
Zealand,
drowned trying to
website.
Get back.
stuff.co.nz, and the construction was still intact Monday morning. A ban on public drinking is in force over the New Year period, and those violating the ban face a fine of $180 or be arrested.
That's expensive.
As
if drinking in public wasn't expensive enough.
Right. But authorities seem to be taking the initiative in a lighthearted spirit. That's the creative thinking. If I had known about it, I would have probably joined them. said local police commander Inspector John Kelly.
He'd have come after and they'd all flown into the water.
The images were posted in a local Facebook group, Tarua Chit Chat, by David Saunders. Mr. Saunders told the BBC it was great. Oh, it was great to see some Kiwis having a bit of fun.
I love that nickname.
A bit of Kiwis having a bit of fun.
Yes, Brit.
Yes, Brit. Brit.
Band meeting.
Band meeting. But a well-known...
We have band meetings.
Yeah, we do. We also have a podcast where I try to read stories.
And we don't even have a band.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to read
Continue.
The story.
Continue with the
trying
Kiwis.
Trying to read the story about the Kiwis.
I get excited.
But a well-known community organizer, Naughty Watts, said the band was not working and was simply resulting in sways of arrest.
That is not a real name. Naughty Watts.
Naughty Watts. He said police were... He said the police were dealing with the drunk teens.
That's not a real name.
That's not what they're there for. That's what parents are there for, he said, according to the New Zealand Herald.
Who said that? Naughty Watts?
Yeah, Naughty Watts.
I'm going to start calling you Naughty Watts.
There was a man named Naughty Watts.
He was a Kiwi.
He was a Kiwi. The police.
Sorry, Mark.
The police in St. John were getting frustrated at the result and said it has to change, said Mr. Watts, according to the New Zealand Herald.
Well, how about that? Kiwis. I love a Kiwi story.
I love a Kiwi. I love the fruit.
We need a Kiwi theme song. Why don't you get on that in 2018? See what you can figure out.
Is that it?
Our next story deals with real time travel. It has happened.
Oh, no.
Yes. Hawaiian Airlines flight takes off in 2018, lands in 2017.
Well, of course it does if you travel west.
Well, hey, I'm just saying it's time travel.
That's
you took
old,
off.
That's an old joke.
Took off in 1 year and landed in the previous year. It's plain crazy, Craig. Plain crazy.
Plain crazy.
A flight that took off in 2018 ended up landing in 2017. Hawaiian Airlines Flight 446 was scheduled to depart Auckland, New Zealand.
Back to New Zealand
with
again.
The Kiwis on December 31st at 11:55 p.m. local time on its way to Honolulu. However, an unexpected 10-minute delay meant that it took off at 12:05 a.m. on January the 1st, 2018. Thanks to the location of the International Dateline, Honolulu is 23 hours behind Auckland. That meant that the 8-hour flight landed at 10:16 a.m. on December 31st, 2017.
Show of hands, everyone who's already asleep at this story.
What?
Because
what?
We
it's
already,
real-life time travel.
We already knew the punchline.
That's not a punchline. It's true.
You know, when I talk like this, it's kind of smoky.
It's not smoky. It's kind of creepy is what it
talk
is.
Talk like this.
Sam Sweeney, a transportation reporter for Washington, D.C. station WJLA, noticed the quirky flight time and posted it on Twitter. Because of an unexpected delay, Hawaiian Airlines Flight 446 took off in 2018 and will land in 2017. Hashtag time travel. And, Craig, that proceeded to blow everyone's mind. Even mine. Hey, we got a Randall story.
Wouldn't take much. I'm still talking that way.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
This just in.
It's for Randall.
Squirrel attacks officer after breaking into New York home.
So the squirrel.
Why did the squirrel break in or did the cop break in?
No, the squirrel broke in. So it was
this comes to us from Brockport, New York.
Oh, it's not Randall's squirrel.
An update.
I thought it might be Maybell.
This is upstate. I said update. An upstate New York police officer found himself in a squirrely situation.
Oh, should I?
Yeah. Involving a somewhat unusual suspect. It was all caught on camera. On Friday, Brockport police say police officers responded to a report of a squirrel that had gotten inside a house and was eating cookies.
Because why not? Wouldn't you?
Body camera shows the squirrel racing across the walls. How'd they get the body camera on the squirrel? And table, run across the walls and table before lunging at the officer. Officers were eventually able to corral the critter and release it back outside. Police say the homeowner was relieved. The uninvited guest was set free. Neither the squirrel nor the officer was injured. Yeah, you just talked to the squirrel, it probably would have come right up to you.
It probably would have, especially if it was Maybell. I know she'll walk up and eat out of your hand. Here's the thing. We've got another T-shirt that story. You know, last year we had the guy with the Who Needs Drugs T-shirt, and then under it says, seriously, who needs drugs?
Yeah,
I got them.
Yeah, they got arrested. Yeah.
He got arrested for drug dealing. This headline is, suspect wearing Trust Me T-shirt steals a car. A suspect wearing a T-shirt emblazoned with Trust Me allegedly stole a car with an accomplice in Fairfax County, Virginia. The Washington Post reports that the two suspects from Falls Church were arrested by police. But who else would arrest them? I guess citizens arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
In the stolen car not long after the unlocked Honda Civic was taken as it warmed up. You can't do that. You can't warm your car up.
You know, technically, that's illegal.
It is illegal.
I say whatever, but you...
Well, where we live, you're not supposed to. Nobody knows.
Well, you... What? When your car's running in the driveway?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know. The smoke pouring out of the back of it doesn't give them
who sees it?
Your neighbors? Somebody driving by it doesn't belong?
Well, my wife and I both leave so early.
Your house is also
it's
blurry.
Dark.
Your house is blurry. Yes. Nobody can see it.
Police say they also found forged checks during the arrest. The newspaper says Wilma Laura Garcia has been charged with auto theft and 2 counts of forgery. Police say he was Wilmer. I said Wilma. His name is Wilmer. Police say he was wearing the T-shirt that read, "Trust me." I wouldn't do it. Oh, it's a Japanese story coming up.
Delicious, but deadly moki. The Japanese rice cake that kills.
You know, there's a lot of Japanese food that can kill you. The puffer fish.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat that because if it's made wrong.
I don't want to eat it anyway. This just in. Delicious but deadly moki. I guess it's moki. The Japanese rice cake that kills. 2 people have died in Japan. That's a low number, if you ask me. And several.
What are they doing right over there?
I don't know. Several. No stress. Good, healthy lifestyle.
Sticky rice.
2 people have died in Japan, and several are in critical condition after choking on traditional rice cakes as part of the New Year celebration. They may seem harmless, but each year the hard-to-eat snack... I don't want something that starts with hard-to-eat.
I don't want something that starts with rice cake.
That's true. The hard-to-eat hard-to-eat rice cake.
You ever had a rice cake like we have around here?
Yeah, those cardboard ones.
It's like eating cardboard. It really is.
How much cardboard have you eaten, Aaron?
Well, you know, we had a friend in high school that wanted to invest in cardboard.
You said that last show.
Gern Blanston?
Whatever, you made that up.
No, I didn't.
But each year, the hard-to-eat snack claims several lives, prompting annual warnings from officials. What is moki? The cakes taste... The cakes are cute, round buns made of soft, chewy rice. That's what it says. The rice is first steamed and then pounded and mashed. The resulting sticky rice mass is then formed into the final shape and baked or boiled. Families traditionally celebrate New Year by cooking a vegetable broth in which they heat the moki.
Shock the moki tonight.
How do they kill? The buns are... Oh, I lost my spot. How do they kill?
Yeah, how do they, Craig?
The buns are chewy and sticky. Given they are far bigger than bite size, they need to be laboriously... That means laborsome for you.
That means you need... Whatever.
You have to go into labor. They have to be chewed a whole lot before swallowing. Anyone who can't chew properly, like children or the elderly or stupid people, will be likely to find them hard to eat. People without teeth.
Yeah.
People without mouths.
Well, that's nothing to worry about.
If not chewed but simply swallowed, it gets stuck in the throat and can lead to suffocation.
Well, anything could do that. Anything not chewed but swallowed will do that.
According to Japanese media, 90% of those rushed to hospital from choking on their New Year's dish are people 65 and older. Each year, many more end up in critical condition in hospitals across the country.
Why don't they just stick with black-eyed peas like we do? That's our New Year tradition.
That's a good luck thing. I've only done that like once.
So good.
I've only done it like once.
I could eat my weight in black eyed peas, which isn't very much right now, if you know what I'm saying.
You're looking a little skinnier.
Yeah, I've lost a little bit. Yeah. Slinging boxes will do that. I've been waiting for this one, Craig.
I guess we will. Go ahead.
Headline is, a second man. Now pay attention. Put your phone down. A second man.
I'm looking up the news.
A second man.
I'm actually bored by you at the moment.
A second man mysteriously burst into flames in England, and police are stumped again.
It's not because something caused it, and it wasn't magic.
Spontaneous combustion.
Yeah, spontaneously magical
combustion.
It's not
magic. There's science behind it.
What ignites it? What is the...
Do I look like a scientist just because I play one on a podcast?
You don't look like a scientist.
A man died after he burst into flames on a street in Hull, England on Wednesday, 2 weeks after London police issued a plea for witnesses of another similar incident covered here on the Weird News podcast. Daniel Lingwood, a resident of Hull, looked out his window to see flames across the road. He immediately rushed outside to help the victim, who has not been named.
Why does he not have a name?
That's so sad. There were some women going around to get buckets of water to chuck over him. But, oh, wait. No, this is a quote. There were some women running around to get the buckets of water to chuck over him, but I've done first aid before, and I knew that it would be bad for his skin, so me and another bloke tried to roll him around on the ground to put the fire out. Detective said the Hull Daily Mail. That's what he told the Hull Daily Mail.
The Hull, by the way, yeah. 80s reference.
Okay.
For anyone that
Hull
knows.
Notes. Brett Hull?
I was going to say London 0, Hull 4.
I don't even know what that means. I guess I'm not with it. I'm not groovy.
If you were into 80s music, you might know. I'll give you a hint. Fatboy Slim.
I don't care. He was 90s. Fatboy Slim was 90s.
No.
Yes.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh. Oh, I don't know.
Go back before.
I know all about 80s music. All I need to know about 80s music are three little letters.
The hint was
R,
the hint was
E, and O.
The hint was Fatboy Slim because it carried over from this other band.
The Fat Boys?
Okay, shut up.
They were 80s.
London 0, Hall 4. Send us a message if you know what I'm talking about. They'll just Google it. Again, too angry. It's got to come from down here really deep. You go,
no, I'm very angry. Detective Superintendent Dave Wood.
Detective.
A local policeman said emergency.
Hey, Dory.
Emergency services were called just after...
Just after.
It's late. Just after 8 p.m. following reports of a man on fire. According to the Hull Daily Mail, the man was unable to be saved and died at the scene. Here you are making fun of him and say that he's making up this explosive fire. That
he probably went to light a cigarette. He was full of
alcohol. He didn't light anything. There were no accelerants. We've been over this like 17 times. Police are currently appealing for witnesses. The circumstances around why the man was set alight.
I'll witness how crazy they all are.
Remains unknown, but Wood said the police are not currently looking for anyone in connection with the incident because it only takes one to spontaneously combust, and that's sad because that's the victim.
Spontaneous combustion is right up there with Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster.
Not true.
It is.
Oh, we've got a Nessie story coming up. Look forward to it. Either this episode or the next.
Not this one.
It's the next one, then.
It's not this one.
Next episode, we got a real Nessie. You know, Nessie's missing.
I don't care.
Maybe not.
I don't care. You know why she's not missing? Because she never was.
She's on vacation. You'll find out. We were called to reports of a man who was on fire on December 27th, 2017. The ambulance and the fire service were already in attendance at the scene. The man had suffered serious burns in the isolated incident. He was given emergency treatment, but he sadly died. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't say he happily died.
Really bring me down. Can you just kind of sum this up?
The bizarre incident comes a few weeks after London police launched a fresh appeal for witnesses to another man's death after bursting into flames in front of onlookers on a street in London. There were people actually watching that guy spontaneously combust.
There were people watching a guy turn into a tricycle, but that didn't happen.
Oh, you say? We had the official story.
It's the Mark Patch Top 10.
I've got all kind of disagreements with this one,
top
as
10,
usual.
Top 10 best superpowers.
Yeah, this comes to us from the top10s.com, which is a site where regular Joes vote on top 10s.
Nobody except Joes.
No, regular folks. You and I could go vote, you know, and it would be. Anyway.
All right. I'm going to say that Superman's got close to 10 on his own, and I'd like to have all of his.
No, you only get one.
I'm saying I want all of his in this list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he's got the best.
Well, that's
opinion.
What I would think, too. But apparently, we're in the minority, Craig.
Yeah.
Number 10, controlling major elements such as fire, water, earth, air, and lightning.
See, that's not really, that doesn't seem exciting to me.
Nah.
I mean, I can control lightning. I can walk out
Kim Jong-un does that now.
Yeah. I can control lightning. I can walk outside with a metal rod in my hand.
Yeah.
I can call it upon me anytime I want.
Sure. And why do they make umbrellas out of metal? I've often wondered
beats
that.
Beats me. Number 9, control gravity. Now, that would be like flying.
That would be fun. Because
it'd be kind of like flying.
If somebody's like running at you, you could just, you know,
I actually would love to control
off.
Gravity. I have a recurring dream of where I run and jump, and just before I hit the ground, I kind of like stop and hover. I love
yeah.
that. And I wake up, I'm always disappointed when
see,
I wake
I
up.
See, I have a dream that I fly, but only about 4 feet high.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I can run and I'll run and jump over something, but then I'll stop right above the ground and sit there and control it. It's awesome.
You ever sing while you're waiting? You're just
do
loaded?
Not do that.
You should. All right, number 8 is yours.
No, you did the first one.
Okay, number 8. Number 8, healing ability.
I got that. If I just wait long enough, I get better. Number 7 of the top 10 best superpowers, control all matter.
Well, that's pretty much everything. I mean, you could turn a wall into like a...
You want to get letters? You want me to say something?
Go,
get letters?
Go, do it.
That's a woman's superpower. They want to control all matters.
Number six is also a woman's.
I kid.
I was about to get
Oh.
Skip number six.
Nope, that was yours. Number six. Shape-shifting.
Number six.
Actually, shape-shifting would be an awesome one.
Number five.
Turn into anybody, anything.
Number five would be my number two. That'd be my number two.
Invisibility.
Number four, telekinesis.
That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, telekinesis that I said, you know.
Telekinesis that I said, hey?
Yeah.
Number three. Number three.
Yeah.
Omnipotent, all over the place at once.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotence.
Knowing everything.
I really have a problem with omnipotence. See? I can't say,
it.
Omnipotence.
Number two, super speed.
I love that.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but.
You hear that?
That was super speed. That was me running.
That was. Number one, we had like a giant something go flying by the Leeberry Studios. Number one, time control.
Time control.
I got that. I just changed the time on my watch.
The thing is, my favorite, the one I would choose, flying, didn't even make this list.
Well.
I mean, you could control gravity.
Control gravity is kind of like that. But.
And that's number 10, though.
Flying, super speed, wouldn't mind the heat vision. That'd be awesome.
Heat vision? Yeah, that'd be cool.
And the cold breath. Handy. The winter, the cold breath.
Oh, be able to blow things like ice.
Ice. And, yeah. No, just the like super cold
breath.
Mr.
Freeze.
Superman does that. Mr. Freeze uses like machinery.
Superman can use his eyes then to thaw him out.
Of course he can.
Yeah. Superman had it all.
Super speed.
Yeah.
Super hearing.
Faster than a speeding bullet, some say.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay,
have
we
a
can
great,
stop dreaming about that now.
Have a great weekend if you're listening to us on the day this is released. We'll see you Monday.
It's over soon.
We got Nessie coming up next episode. Where's Nessie been? You'll find out. Tune in Monday.
London Zero, all four.
The hole, you say?
That was stationable.
Hello!
Hello!